Mobley's Spearmint Gum presents Island Venture. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum invite you to listen to another story in the Island Venture of Gil Perry, modern pioneer, ex-Navy hero, who has gone back to the islands of the Central Pacific to start an air service. Gil and his friend Trigger Brett are typical of the men of the Navy who fought through victory and now are bringing their courage, their dauntless spirit, and their sound Navy training with them into peacetime enterprises. So now, in tribute to our Navy and for your entertainment, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents Island Venture.
Friends, maybe you're wondering why we keep on advertising Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum when there is no Wrigley's Spearmint on the market. Well, there are really two reasons. First of all, frankly, we're hoping that a lot of you will be enjoying Wrigley's Spearmint Gum again someday. And then, too, we feel we can be of service to you by reminding you of the value of chewing gum. Not just ours, but any gum. Now, we realize that chewing gum doesn't work any miracles. But there are times, like after a meal, when a stick of good gum does serve a useful purpose. The minute you put it into your mouth, it starts to freshen up your taste and sweeten your breath. And the chewing itself just naturally helps to cleanse your teeth and aid your digestion. You know, there are many good chewing gums in the market, folks, and we want to add Wrigley's Spearmint to this number just as soon as possible. But we're still waiting for a more normal sugar supply. Now, maybe we're wrong in keeping this good old favorite off the market so long, but we feel that those of you who want Wrigley's Spearmint want it enough and want it badly enough to go around fairly and equally. So, that's what we're waiting for.
Are you the proprietor of this hotel?
Si, senor. Sure, absolutamente. Your eyes, they look now on Roland Luis Fernando Tomas Mendoza, proprietor and owner of this so very grand Empire Hotel. You wish for the room, huh? For perhaps the royal suite? It has the practically private bath, senor. Only 3 doors down the hall.
We'll talk about a room later.
Oh, sure, senor. Later is always soon enough on Hilo Pan. You wish for something else, I think, huh? Breakfast? Lunch? Dinner?
My name is Thompson. I just came in on the Clipper, and I want to see a man named Gilbert Perry. Do you know him?
Know him? Oh, senor is my very best friend. Why, the senor Gil and I, we're just like this. Perhaps even closer.
Well, then take me to him, will you? I'd like very much to have a talk with him.
Oh, come with me, senor, this way. Where we're going to find the senor Gil is from here only a very short walk.
Hilo Pan. The soft rustle of wind-stirred palm leaves. Dazzling white clouds that seem to hang against a distant sky. Blue-green seas that wash white-lipped along the coral sands, where little groups of beach birds scurry like froth blown about by the wind. A cluster of thatched roofed houses. A long, low hangar with inter-island air service painted over its wide doors. 2 young men, suntanned and dressed in faded navy khaki, standing beside a silver-winged plane.
Hey, Gil, have a look coming toward us at what Pop's got in tow.
I saw him before, Trigger, when he got off the Clipper. Kind of big, isn't he?
He had numbers on him. He looked like a boxcar. What's he doing way out here? There ain't many jobs for wrestlers on these islands.
Does he have to be a wrestler?
He reminds me of a guy who was in the Wasp with me. One Swing O'Connor. Ever hear of him?
Nope.
He was a wrestler. Could have been the fleet champion. Only we never get that dumb lug to train. We tried to get him to go on a diet. But the only thing that big ape wouldn't eat was truffles, plovers, eggs, and hay.
Maybe he was fussy.
And the only reason he wouldn't eat those things was account he'd never heard of truffles or plover's eggs, and he was pretty sure hay was for horses.
You feel good this morning, don't you?
I feel all right. Hey, Pop, you looking for us?
Buenos dias, senores. This is Senor Thompson who's come on the Clipper to have a talk with you. Senor Thompson, this is Senor Gil Perry, and this one with the so dirty face is Senor Trigger Brett.
Hi. Way off the cracks, Pop.
Hiya, Mr. Thompson. What can we do for you?
I'm a direct man, Perry. I don't believe in beating around the bush. I want your airline.
Want it? Well, what do you mean?
My words possibly were ill-chosen, Perry. What I meant to say was I want to buy your airline.
I'm a direct man, too, Mr. Thompson. It isn't for sale.
Perhaps you'd better hear the price I'm prepared to offer. I will pay you $20,000.
Cash?
There's a catch in this, Gil.
If for some reason we seem to be getting off on the wrong foot, it's undoubtedly my fault for being so abrupt, but as I told you, I'm a direct man. There is no catch, Perry. I want to buy your airline.
Why?
For the same reason that you became interested in it, Mr. Brett, to make money. How about it, Perry? Does my $20,000 interest you?
Not any.
$22,500. Does that ring the bell, Perry?
Not even a faint chime, Mr. Thompson.
$25,000.
Oh, that's a lot of dough, Gil, even when you say it fast.
What if I told you about these planes, Senor Gil? Have I not said I sold them to you for a very cheap price?
Then $25,000 does it. Right, Perry?
Still no chimes, Mr. Thompson. You're just making me like this airline better and better.
You're making a mistake, I think. But maybe you'll change your mind.
I doubt it. And I'm sorry you had this long trip for nothing.
It wasn't for nothing, Perry. Frankly, I didn't think you would sell. So I came prepared to make you another proposition. How'd you like to carry freight for me?
Well, that's our business. We'd be glad to take any job that's on the level and pays us a profit.
What kind of stuff you want lugged and where from?
From Panopee to here, Mr. Brett.
Panopee's sort of off our usual run, Mr. Thompson. We've never been down that way at all. I don't even know if there's a landing field.
There is one. I've checked on it through my representative there.
Yeah, but if we cut stuff from Panopee, we won't be able to pick up anything from the other islands where we make our stops.
I realize that, and I neglected to say that I wanted you to fly exclusively for me. You see, I've contracted for some very valuable cargo in Panopee that I must have brought here to Ilopan for transshipment. I've estimated that it will take about a week to complete my contract, making one round trip a day. You can do that, can't you?
Yeah, we can do it, but...
But you want to know how much I'll pay you. Well, how does $100 a day sound, plus the cost of your gas and oil?
It sounds as if we're going to work for you, Mr. Thompson.
That's great. Do you think it'll be possible to make your first trip today?
Well, we plan to make a stop at Telazozo today.
I'll pay you an extra $50 if you'll cancel that trip. I'll make it 75.
What time is it now?
When you hear the musical note, it will be practically 10 o'clock. Hey, Trigger, you like, yes?
Huh? I like no.
It's about a 3-hour run to Panopee, Mr. Thompson. We can make it if we start pretty soon. And if we won't have to waste too much time getting your stuff aboard.
My shipment will be ready for you. It's just one wooden box, about 5 feet by 2. Now, if you have some letter paper around here, I'll write a little note for you to give to my representative. His name is Arndt, Carl Arndt.
Take Mr. Thompson into the office, will you, Pop?
Sure.
Trigger and I'll get the engines warmed up. We'll be ready to leave in 10 minutes.
Kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again. Oh, it's a nice day, ain't it?
Yeah, it was.
You mean you don't like my singing?
You catch on quick.
I was just thinking.
Well, think without what you call singing, huh?
$100 a day is a lot of dough. You know what? If we make 7 trips, it'll mean $700.
Your arithmetic's improving.
Yeah, I add money real good. Yeah, that was a whole lot of dough Thompson offered for this airline. Maybe you should have grabbed it.
Yeah, if it's worth that much to him, it ought to be worth that much to us.
Yeah. What do you think he's got over there on Panopee? Gold?
In a box 5 foot by 2? Boy, that'd be a pile of gold.
Oh, I wish I knew what it was.
Why?
Well, maybe we could get in on it. Instead of just lugging it for somebody else. I head there, ain't that Panopee?
Yeah. Keep your eyes open for that airstrip Thompson said.
They're open. We knew what that guy was getting over there.
We'd leave it alone. We're in the air freight business, remember? We're not going to try and chisel in on somebody else's business.
Okay, but I... Oh, there's your airstrip.
Yeah.
Off the left, just beyond that clump of palms.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a new one. Well, here we go. Hang on to your hat.
There's a guy over there at the edge of the field, Gil. See him?
Huh?
Maybe he's that, what's his...
Arndt. Yeah, I'll taxi over. This'll do. Kill the engines, will you? Are you Carl Arndt?
That's my name.
There's that wooden box, too. Maybe it's got tortoiseshell in it.
Will you quit worrying about what's in that box? Come on. Mr. Arndt, my name's Perry, and this is Trigger Brett.
How'd you do, gentlemen?
We have a letter to you from Mr. Thompson.
Well, of course. Could I have it, please?
I think he instructs you to let us have a box.
That is quite correct. This is the box right here. I've been expecting Thompson to send someone for it.
Thompson told us there was a valuable cargo in that box. Maybe if it got jounced around, the stuff might get busted, huh?
Things do get busted if they get jounced around, Mr. Brett.
Come on, Trigger. Let's get this thing in the plane. You take that end.
Heavy, ain't it? Like lead. Or gold. Any gold on this island, Mr. Arndt?
There may be, Mr. Brett. I haven't explored all of it.
Why don't you give up, Trigger?
All right, up with it now. Okay. Now, easy does it. Let's shove it in behind the cockpit. It'll balance better there. Hold it. Lift your hand a little higher there.
All right. Higher.
A little higher. Now, lower away.
Careful.
Oops, watch it.
You clumsy fool. You butt.
Oh, it just slipped. What's eating on you? And look, it don't be
okay, Trigger, stow it. No harm done, Mr. Arndt. None at all. And, thanks for your cooperation.
Oh, I've done nothing. Can't I offer you some refreshments before you leave? We're a little primitive here, but we do have some comfort.
Thank you. No, we've got a fairly long trip, and I think we'd better get moving. Mm.
Perhaps tomorrow. You'll be back then, won't you?
Probably a little earlier than this.
Mm. And I'll be on the lookout for you, and I'll have the shipment ready.
That'll be swell. Okay, Trigger. Take him over. Someday, Trigger, that curiosity of yours is going to get you into an awful jam. You deliberately dropped that box. Hey, what are you doing now? Leave that box alone.
Hey, Gil, have a look. My hand here.
Sand. Common sea sand. What's odd about that? There's tons of it around here.
Well, that's the point. There are tons of it around here.
What are you getting at?
This sand leaked out of this box. The whole bottom busted open when it slipped.
Hey, wait a minute. Nobody'd use sand for packing.
That's all there is in here. Nice white sand and a few shells.
Is that all? Are you sure?
Yeah, that's all, Gil. Nothing but sand. Let's get back to Panoply and kick that Arndt guy right in the teeth.
I don't think Arndt had anything to do with this.
What do you mean, nothing to do with it? He's pulling a fast one.
Look, Trigger. There's something awful sour around here. Something that smells right out loud.
Mr. Arndt.
Not Arndt. Now think back. Think of everything Thompson said this morning. First, he wants to buy us out for a lot of dough. And when we won't sell, he offers us a job at big pay to work exclusively for him. And he'll pay us a bonus of $75 if we'll make our first trip today.
So it adds up to Arndt. No guy is paying $175 for 2 bits worth of sand.
Wait a minute. We were going to Telazozo today.
We go over there every day, or to some other island in that group.
Yeah, or to some other island in that group. And Panoply is about as far away from those islands as we can get.
You got a hunch, huh?
I got a hunch. For some reason, Mr. Thompson doesn't want us nosing around among the islands on our regular scheduled run.
So, we go over and nose around them, huh?
That's right. We go over and we nose around.
There's nothing on this island, Gil. We've buzzed it 3 times from one end to the other, and there ain't anything on it but a few native huts.
May not be, or whatever it is. But before we have a look at the next island, I'd like to be positive about this one. If we could just make a landing...
Without pontoons? Not a chance. There ain't a level spot down there big enough. Even the beach is nothing but rocks.
Yeah. Motu next, then.
We won't be able to see nothing. It'll take us an hour to get there, and it'll be dark before then. Let's hike for home, huh? As the guy says, tomorrow's another day, and we can have a little chat with that bird Thompson. I'll tell Elopan we're coming. X5YB calling Elopan. X5YB calling Elopan.
What's the matter? What's wrong?
Well, it's dead. Something's cockeyed with the radio. I can't send.
Maybe it's the coil. How about receiving? That on the bum, too?
I'll have a try. No. Yeah. No.
Make up your mind.
Well, the receiver's okay.
Anything of interest coming in?
No, just some Navy supply ship close by here. The Libertyville, chilling with a Navy base on Ponsabi. Over there to the right, Gil.
Huh?
Low in the water. Wait till the sun hits it again. There, you see it?
Yeah, play. Pontoon job, practically all wing. I've seen pictures of those babies, but I never actually saw one before. Maybe the Navy's got some new models out here.
Yeah. Gosh, have a look at that guy come. 400 knots easy.
Look at that climb. Almost straight up. Oh, brother, what I wouldn't give to play around with that crate. But that's no Navy job. No stars on the wings.
Well, he's coming over here to give us a close-up. Hey, look at those flashes along the edge of his
wing. The guy's shooting at us.
He's crazy. What's the idea?
Watch it. He's coming back. He's making another run.
The guy's nuts. Gil, pull up. Pull up.
He's too fast. I can't outmaneuver him.
Well, if we had something to shoot back with, something besides this little Tommy gun.
Oh, there goes our starboard engine. He got it with that bird.
Oh, we won't get home now. Not even... Hey, Gil, he's coming again. Head on. Gil, did he get you, Gil?
I'm all right, but the controls are mushy. I guess he got the tail assembly.
I don't get it, the dirty so-and-so. What's the idea? What's he jumping us for? We only had a chance to fight back. Just what... Hey, Gil, we're going down.
Not if I can keep her nose up. If I...
You'll never make it, son. It can't be done. Bail out, Gil. Jump.
We're too low.
Then this is where we check out. Well, we're going to crash. We're going to crash. Gil, we're
going
to...
Watch yourself. I'm going to set her down on that beach. To cover up. Watch it.
Trigger?
Yeah?
Are you okay?
I guess so. I can move. How about you?
Nothing's busted, anyway.
Oh, I guess somebody was watching over us, fella. Somebody who don't think it's time for us to call it a day.
Yeah. How about that guy who shot us down? You see him?
Yeah, wait till I get this stuff off. Now.
I hear he's playing.
Yeah, I see it. He's gonna land on the water. I hope you crack
don't
up.
Don't let him see you, Trigger. Now, keep down.
What for? I'm going
to... Don't be a fool. I'll stay put. He thinks he cooked us. He's coming down to make sure. And when he does...
Yeah, and when he does...
Keep down. What's he doing now? I can't see unless I stand up.
He's wading ashore. Hey, you know who it is?
Thompson?
I thought you couldn't see.
I can't. Just had to be him, that's all.
This I'm looking forward to. Come on, Thompson. Come on up here to Papa. Just let
easy,
me get
guy,
my...
Easy, keep your voice down. You'll get your chance. But you won't if he hears you. He's got a gun, hasn't he?
Right in his hand. And ain't that nice. Because I'm going to take it away from him and make him eat it.
How far away is he?
50 feet.
Then lay doggo. Play dead duck. Is he still coming?
Yeah. About 20 feet away. And acting cagey. He ain't going to take any chances.
Let him get inside here. And don't move till he does. And don't jump him till I give the word.
You're the boss, but it's going to be tough waiting.
Quiet. I hear him.
He's looking in the window.
Don't move. He thinks we're dead or out cold.
He's trying the door.
Grab his leg, Trigger. Get him!
No! Get a gun, Gil. Take it out of his hand. That's a boy, Gil. Now. Up your feet, Thompson. There. How do you like that? That's for shooting. That's for being dumb enough to think you're conscious. And...
Hold it, Trigger. Hold it.
Oh, Gil, I haven't even started on
it. I said hold it.
Just one more poke, Gil. Just a little
He won't bother us anymore. Will you, Thompson?
Didn't you hear Mr. Perry speaking to you? I'll kill if you don't...
Lay off, Trigger. I want to talk to this guy. I can't if he's unconscious. Now, what's this all about, Thompson? What's going on here?
I'll make him talk, Gil. Just...
Don't let him, Perry.
Then talk, mister. Sing your little song. Where'd you get that plane? How'd you get off Edo Pan?
A friend came and got me.
Who?
Who? You heard Mr. Perry. Who?
Never mind, Trigger. The name doesn't make any difference. It'd be a phony anyway and wouldn't mean anything. Well, what gives on these islands, Thompson?
I don't know. That's the truth.
Then why did you shoot us down? Why, Thompson?
We picked you up by radar.
Radar? Where's there any radar equipment around here that doesn't belong to the Navy?
It's it. I don't know. I don't know, I tell you. If you hadn't flown over here, if you'd just gone to Panopy and then back to Wheel of Pan...
And lugged a nice box of sand, eh?
You can't stay out here in these islands, Perry.
Mr. Perry, to you?
Believe me, they won't let you.
Who's they?
I don't know. And that's the truth, too. I just obey orders. They come to me by radio.
What goes on these islands, Thompson? What's going on?
I don't know. I told you, I just obey orders. But it's nothing on this island. It's further west. It's on Eros.
He's lying, Gil.
Maybe, maybe not. What's with Eros, Thompson?
That I don't know either, Perry. I told you I only obey orders, and my orders were to stop you from flying around these islands, to keep you away from Eros.
He's still lying, Gil. But just the same, I'm for taking a peek at Eros.
We can't do it today. It'll be dark in half an hour. But we can use this bird's plane to fly home in and have a look at Eros first thing in the morning.
We take this egg home with us, don't we?
We take him.
That I'm going to like. Me and you, Thompson, and Gil with his hands full of flying the plane.
Now let's get going, Trigger. We won't make Edo Pan before dark. On your way, Thompson.
You heard, Mr. Perry. He said, on your way. Get going.
Take it easy, Trigger. And I mean, take it easy. Come on. What else goes on in these islands, Thompson? We've run into a lot of funny stuff, but we haven't found out the answer yet. If you tell us, it'll go a lot easier with you.
I know of nothing. I only obey orders.
All right, that's your story. We'll find out sooner or later anyway. And if Trigger and I don't upset your apple cart, somebody else will. Hey, watch that surf, Trigger. There may be coral underfoot. You can get a nasty cut. Okay, climb aboard, Thompson. Oh, wait. You go first, Trigger. Now you, Thompson. Give me a hand, Trigger. Okay. You stay back there, Thompson, and don't try to get cute. If you behave yourself, we won't tie you up. Trigger.
Yeah?
See if you can contact Elo Pan on this radio here. Tell him we're on our way home.
Oh, this is a kind of funny-looking outfit, but I think I can handle it. There ain't a radio built that I can't. Yeah, I thought I could work it. It's a sort of a...
That's not the sending switch. That's the machine.
Shut up. I'm doing it. Hey, Gil, put these earphones on. Listen.
No. That's not...
I told you, shut up. You hear that, Gil?
Yeah, it's kind of weak. Give me a little more volume.
How's that better?
Thompson. Answer. Thompson, come in.
You recognize that voice?
No. No, I never heard it before. Never.
Thompson, come in. Answer, Thompson. Answer.
You don't know it, huh? Well, he knows you.
Speak to him, Thompson. Answer him. This gun's got a very delicate trigger, and no kidding, Thompson, I'd love to pull it. Speak to him.
This is Thompson.
What happened to you? Where have you been? I've been calling you for 20 minutes. What happened? Speak up. Have you accomplished your mission?
Tell him yes. Tell him you shot us down. Tell him.
My mission was accomplished,
One
but
wrong word, Thompson, and you're a gone goose. Tell him you shot us down. Go on.
The plane was shot down.
Ah, good. Very good. We'll be rewarded for that job. How about the Libertyville? Have you sighted her? We want that ship and the scientific instrument she has aboard. We mustn't lose contact with her.
Libertyville. Hey, isn't it the name of the Navy supply ship you heard talking to the base trigger?
Yeah, what caught you in that?
Listen.
The fishbowl is due to meet her off Tamara Point within the hour, Thompson. And we have no radio contact with the fishbowl.
Gil, stop it! Get him!
I want you...
Oh, he smashed the radio. You should have shot him, Gil. You should have plugged him. Just hitting is too good for a bird like him.
Yeah, but he wasn't armed.
All right, so now what? What's with this fishbowl business?
I don't know. But it's got something to do with that Navy supply ship.
Yeah, and it ain't good. I knew this Thompson was lying. He just wanted us to get away from this island.
Maybe we can get him to talk, if we can bring him to. Hey, have a look at him.
He's out colder than a mackerel, Gil. He must have hit his head on this armored seat when he fell. There's a lump on his head as big as your fist.
Tie him up. We should have done it before. Here. Use my belt. Better use yours, too. Then lay him aft on the deck.
I'd like to tie it around his neck tight. There. That'll hold his apple. Now what?
We take off in this crate. We go out to Tamara Point. And we find out what a fishbowl is. But fast. You see anything, Trigger?
Nah. Nothing but water. Do you think that fishbowl could be a mine?
No, he said the fishbowl would meet the Libertyville.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing down below that I can see. And in this moonlight, we ought to be able to spot it. Hey, get ahead.
The supply ship. The Libertyville.
All lighted up like Main Street. She's a cinch target for whatever it is.
Oh, if this radio wasn't smashed, we could at least warn her. Hey, how about a flashlight? Look in that locker there.
Here's one.
Send them a message. Tell them to keep their eyes peeled for something on the surface. Give them our names and tell them we're ex-Navy.
Okay.
We haven't got time for a long explanation. She'll be off to Mara Point in a couple of minutes. And that's the spot where they're going to try and get her. Did you get that message off?
Yeah, they've acknowledged.
I'm going to lower. There's got to be something down there. How about it?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
We can't flop on this, Trigger. There must be important instruments on that ship. Besides, a bunch of swell guys will get killed if she's blown up.
But I can't see nothing. There's nothing down there at all.
I'll make the run again. Now watch sharp.
Bank right. Gil, back to the right. See below there?
That's something. Looks like glass.
It's moving toward the ship. Gil, get down there. Get down there fast.
I know what that thing is. They used them in the Atlantic during the war. It's a couple of torpedoes with a guy riding them in a glass enclosed cage.
Yeah, he fires them then jumps. I heard about them.
I've lost. You seen?
Off the left more. That's it. Oh, yeah. Try a burst, Gil. Maybe you can blow up those torpedoes before they hit the ship. You're overshooting. Bank around, Gil. Bank fast. There they go. right at the ship. You see that wake?
Maybe there's a chance. There's got to be.
You're overshooting. Pull up that nose. Pull it up. Up more, Gil. More quick. Those torpedoes are almost there. You missed again, Gil. You missed. We were too late.
Right on the button. There they go.
Oh, brother, that one's shooting, and what I mean shooting. You blew up both those torpedoes. Boy, in another 30 seconds, that ship would have been up the spout.
Hold it. Here comes a message from the Libertyville.
Tear, Victor, George. Tear, Victor, George. That's Navy for a well done, guy. She's telling us well done.
Yeah. Makes you feel kind of good, doesn't it? It makes you feel all kind of warm inside to have the Navy giving us the old well done.
Folks, we hope you enjoyed tonight's story of Island Venture. And even though we aren't making Wrigley's Spearmint Gum yet, we want to remind you of the usefulness of chewing gum. You know, there are many times when you feel like you want to get your teeth into something. Maybe your nerves are a bit on edge, or you're doing a job that calls for care and concentration. Well, that little piece of gum in your mouth is just what you need. Chewing on it gives you a feeling of comfort and satisfaction. Makes you naturally feel better. Now, any good chewing gum will do it. And there are many on the market, although in limited quantities. And folks, you can be sure the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint want to add their production to the total amount of chewing gum available just as soon as possible.
Little old lady in distress. Sunken ship. Trigger becomes a deep sea diver and nearly loses his life. When next week, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum bring you Island Venture.
This program has come to you from our Chicago studios in the Wrigley Building. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.